Alhamdulillah, we are going to start the tafsir from Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verse 192. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yaqub will recite the Quran, while Abdullah Elokene will do the translation of the Quran. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به روح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين الحمد لله We are grateful to Allah تبارك وتعالى that has given us life from last year up to this Ramadan and He has brought us up to this moment to witness another Ramadan. We ask Allah to give us health and to give us the wherewithal to be able to pass this Ramadan. Allah تبارك وتعالى has said in the Quran, Kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. That Ramadan was written for you as an obligation, like it was written for those before you, so that you can attain piety or righteousness. Which means Ramadan as a whole was written for us to be able to attain piety or righteousness. Why is it important that we attain piety and we attain righteousness? It is important because without it, we don't have any work with Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in that place, He said, Ya ayyuhan nasu, ibudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Oh, humankind, worship Allah that created you and created those before you, so that you can attain piety, you can attain righteousness. Righteousness is a condition for living in this world, enjoying it in this world, and having success in this world, and ending up in the hereafter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the Quran, He said, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah does only accept from those who are righteous in their deeds. So how do we become righteous? Is what this Ramadan is meant for, that we use this month in training ourselves to know how to be righteous, and this includes for us to study the Quran, to study the Prophet and see what is meant by righteousness. That's why it is very important for us to study the Quran in the month of Ramadan, to know what brought us to this world, why were we created at all, how are we going to live in this world, and how are we going to return. There's only one book today in the world that has addressed all this issue. This is the Quran. And we can also see that this particular year has humbled all of us in this world. It has humbled us to know that there's only one prophet that exists today that has a message today, and that is Prophet Muhammad. Because had we listened to the prophet, we would not have entered this humility, this problem we have entered to today. The Prophet said, plague is from God. When it comes, if you die in it, you die as a martyr. And whenever you are in a town and there is a plague, you don't go out of that town. If you are not in that town, you don't come into that town. if all of us had adhered to this simple injunction that the Prophet said over 1,440 years ago, the whole of China would have been locked down and it would never have gone to anywhere in the world. If Nigeria has listened to this and known that Islam is the drive of people in this world from the day that they heard that there was this pandemic, Nigeria would have been locked down and would never not have had anything to do with this pandemic. So may Allah save all of us. May Allah make us to have this tafsir this year. May Allah make us to see next year. May Allah accept our work in this Ramadan. May He accept our worship. May He accept our prayers. We are in Surah Ash-Shu'ara. We are in verse 192. إِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We remember that this surah is a very long surah, 226 verses in our recitation of Qurash. It started by bringing seven different nations and telling us how the prophets of those nations argued with those that refused to obey Allah and they defeated them in argument. Starting from Moses with Pharaoh. And finally, he won over Pharaoh. Then, Hanif Ibrahim with Namrud and his parents. Finally, Hanif Ibrahim, he won. Then next was Hanif Nuhu. Then again, Hanif Nuhu, he won. Then it came the people of Ad, that is Hanif Hudu, where he was warning his people, why is it that all that you bother about is building beautiful buildings and going into the rock to excavate it and put buildings there? Again, they refused and Allah sent punishment on them. And Allah told us again in this surah that people of Anabi Salih, that is Thamud, what happened to them? And then the people of Anabi Lut, when Anabi Lut warned them, Atatuna Zukurana min al alamin wa tazaruna ma khalaqalakum rabbukum min azwajikum bal antum qawmun adun. Why are you going to men when Allah created women specifically for you? He defeated them in their argument. Allah punished those who refused to follow him. From then on, Allah went ahead and talked to us about people of Madiana, where Anabi Shaib is, and people of and how Anabi Shaib talked to them and they refused. And finally, after these seven nations that Allah has shown us how each of them failed to obey Allah, Allah has now come back to the Prophet ﷺ. Because the Quran always, Allah will start by talking to the Prophet, he will bring examples, and he will conclude with the Prophet. Now he's concluding with the Prophet ﷺ, telling the Prophet that this Quran, you rest assured, وَإِنَّهُ, for sure, this Quran, لَتَنْزِيلُ, is brought from Allah, from on the high, Tanzeelu Rabbil Alameen, is the Lord of all the worlds that have sent this Quran, which means the Quran is from Allah. Nazala bihi Ruhul Amin. How did it come down? Nazala bihi, it was brought down, Ruhul Amin, by Jibril. Angel Gabriel is one who sent the Quran down. Ala qalbika litakuna min al-munzirin. O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when we send this Quran, Allah Qalbika, it was sent directly to your heart. Not for any purpose. Litakuna min al-munzirin. That you can become among the warners, just like Moses, Abraham, we saw Nuh, we saw Anabi Salihu, Anabi Lutu, Anabi Hudu, all of them, and Shaibu, how they warned their people, so that you can also be among those that want his people. So here, Allah has told us, which means, just like all of them said there, Inni Rasul Rabbil Alameen, I am a messenger from the lords of the world. This message is not from a government of a nation or a local government. It's from the one that created the world. Nazala bihi Ruhul Amin, and it was sent by this spirit that is a trustworthy spirit. And here is Angel Gabriel. And where? Allah comes become. In the heart of the prophet. This is to tell you that when it entered the heart of the prophet, it had no letter. It had no word. It's from the heart of the prophet, it became word that we are seeing now. Because things come to your heart, and then it, by the time it comes out of the heart of the prophet, you will hear how it comes out.
بلسان عربي مبين.
بلسان عربي مبين. By the time it comes to the heart of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is coming out of the heart of the Prophet now. بلسان, with a tongue. عربي, that is Arabic. مبين, that is very clear. Because there is no language that is as clear as Arabic in the world today. And we should remember that Arabic is not the original language of the forefathers of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The forefathers of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were not Arabs. If they are settling down in Mecca and meeting with the Jerahmites that are from Yemen, that they became Arabs. So if people say, why is Arab? Arab was chosen because of his eloquence and his vastness and rich in explaining and expressing whatever you want to express. There are several times you want to say something, your mouth will not be able to say it because you don't have any language for it. But very few things is it that you cannot use Arabic to explain. So nazala bihi ruhul amin ala qalbika litakuna min al-munzirin bilisanin arabiyyin mubin. So that is why it's important for you to know the culture of the Arabs before you translate the Quran, because their culture is part of their language. It's important for you to know also the language very well. There are some things that Arabs will say, if you are to translate it just literally, it will make no sense. But if you know the culture, then you know exactly what they mean. That's why Allah is telling us that this Quran is in Arabic. A lot of people have always said, particularly the non-Muslims, why is it that the Quran is not in English? Any translation you see in English is not Quran, it's a translation. The Quran is the Arabic Quran. You have also translations even in Arabic, because the translator can only translate to the extent of his understanding and his ability to express what he's translating. That is why all of us must struggle to learn Arabic, to learn the cultures of the Arab. If we go to school to learn English, to learn the cultures of the English, when an Englishman said he has kicked the bucket, all of us know that he's not talking of a real bucket. It means this person has died. So the same thing, we have to learn the culture of the Arabs. The way we learned English, we learned their culture just because we want to earn our livelihood. Then to earn our hereafter, why shouldn't we struggle to learn Arabic and learn the Arabic, the clear Arabic. May Allah grant us the knowledge to be able to learn Arabic so we can understand this message that Allah Himself that created us sent to us.
وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ
وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. This Quran, وَإِنَّهُ, for sure, this Quran, لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ, is in the earlier revelations and scrolls that were sent to the earlier prophets. Whether you go to Sufi Musa or Sufi Ibrahim or the Injil, all of them will mention there that there is a prophet called Ahmad, he's going to come, or Baraklet, Paraclete, or Ruhak, or Maz. It depends on whichever language. Each of these past scriptures had the name of the prophet. Today the Christians, they say Holy Spirit. This is what Jesus Christ Himself said it. He said, this Spirit is completely holy because He will tell you directly from God. He will tell you what you need to know in the actions of your life. So this is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what He has brought is the Quran. So, بِلِسَانِ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Quran is mentioned in the earlier books. So don't deny it. Ask those that have the other scriptures, they will tell you Quran was mentioned in it.
أَوَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ آيَةً يَعْلَمَهُ عُلَمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ
أَوَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ آيَةً أَنْ يَعْلَمَهُ عُلَمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Allah is asking the Meccans question. أَوَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ آيَةً. Is it not enough sign for them, you people of Makkah, an ya'lamuhu ulama bani Israel, that these signs that are in the earlier books, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to come, that he will bring Quran, that ulama of bani Israel, they know about it? Because before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, whenever the people of Medina, the Aus and the Hazraj, the two warring clans, are quarreling, the Jews will take side. And the Jews will be telling them, when they are not able to succeed and do what they want to do, that the Prophet will soon come. This is his name. This is the kind of person he will be, until the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and they deny him. But people like Abdullah bin Salam and others, they said, we know the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some of them said, we know him more than our children, because when our wife is pregnant, we don't know what he's going to give back to. But we know that this prophet is going to come. This is his name. This is the kind of habit he has. This is the kind of culture that he's going to go with. So the Meccans, since they know that the Jews and the Christians already knew the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and some of them have Islamized, is this not enough sign for them that they should also enter into Islam? It is enough sign.
وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَى بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِينَ فَقَرَأَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ
وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَى بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِينَ فَقَرَأَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. What is wrong with these people? We have sent Quran to you, the Arabs, Umul Quran, in clear Arabic. وَلَوْ نَزَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِيِّينَ. If we have sent it with a language that is not easily understood, like language of the non-Arabs, فَكَرَاهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, and such a person was to recite it to you, مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Are you going to believe in such a message? Because most languages, when you come to translate the Quran, you find out that they have to be called ajam. The real meaning of ajam is what is not audible. Like when the animals are speaking, it's not audible. That's the real meaning of ajam. So when you say Arabiyun wa ajamiyun, it's like the Arabic language is the only eloquent language that is understood and that can express, and other languages cannot, are not expressible. They don't express things the way you want it. That's why several times you get a word in Arabic, to get the equivalent in English is very difficult. You have to now put 2-3 words together for people to be able to understand. So وَلَوْ نَزَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِيِّينَ فَقَرَّأَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. They are not going to believe, even if we are to send unaudible language person to them to recite to them the words of God.
كذلك سلكناه في قلوب المجرمين.
كذلك سلكناه في قلوب المجرمين. Allah said, كذلك, the way they were not going to believe in it, even if we were to send with another language. سلكناه, it is the same way we have make it to go into the mind, مجرمين, of the mind of those that are always used, always used to committing sin. Mujrim is somebody committing sin. Kazalika salaknahu, that's how we have made it to go, people will mujrimin, in the heart of those that are used to committing sins. Behind, in this same surah, you remember that Ali Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam said, when he said, وَجْعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ وَاغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. God, Allah is looking at the heart. Abraham said here, except the person that goes to Allah with clear and clean heart is the one that is going to succeed. There are several times that somebody is not a Muslim, but because of his clean heart and good character, before he dies, Allah will allow him to enter Islam. So the clean heart and the clear heart is very important. That's why Allah is saying here that a heart that is used to committing sin, Allah will also cause it in his heart not to believe, even if it's Arabic that is sent to him or it is the Ajam that is sent to him.
لا يؤمنون به حتى يروا العذاب الأليم.
لا يؤمنون به حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. This heart that is used to committing sin most of the time, committing treachery on the land, لا يؤمنون به. They will never believe in this Quran. حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. Until they are face to face with decisive punishment that is so painful. That's why at the beginning of the Quran, Allah is very clear. So, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That book that you are seeing, there's no doubt in it. It's guidance. Is it for everybody? No, only for the righteous person. That is for somebody that the heart is clean. So which means it's very important for us to get our heart clean. You can see here, Allah said, نزل به روح الأمين على قلبك. O Prophet, unto your heart. And Allah is telling us that there are those that their heart are heart of those that are transgressors, that are always committing sin. These are قلوب المجرمين. That's why the Prophet said in a hadith, he said, إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله على وهي القلب. In the whole body, there's one organ. If this organ is clean, the whole body is clean. If this organ is spoiled, the whole body is spoiled. So will I not tell you which organ? It is your heart. Which means all of us, we should try to clean our heart. If we clean our heart, then it will not be able to engage in committing sin. Any heart that is used to engage in committing sin does not always believe when something comes from Allah. Because Allah, one of his names, At-Tahir, is the clean one. So whatever is coming from the clean one cannot enter a bad mind. It will enter a clean mind. So let us clean our mind so that as the word of Allah that is clean is coming, it should come inside our heart, like it came into the heart of the Prophet ﷺ. And Allah guide all of us. Mm-hmm.
فَيَاتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
فَيَاتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. When the punishment of Allah, painful punishment of Allah comes, فَيَاتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً, it will come to them suddenly. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They will not be able to recognize it when it is coming. Always, whenever our students, they come to school, we'll tell them, read your book, read on daily basis, half time that you used to read, do your assignments. Some of them don't listen. They wait until at the end. Suddenly, everything is open to them. They see the exam. They enter the exam unprepared. They are putting their hands on their head. The same thing here. Allah is training on this month of Ramadan. Let us listen to Allah. Let us clean our heart. Whatever is in our heart, let us empty it, like Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz used to say. Let us empty our heart from everything that is not Allah. Let's leave only Allah there. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he says, Ma wasa'ani samai wala ardi walakin wasa'ani qalbi abdi mumin. The whole of the heavens and the whole of the earth is not enough for me to enter it. But the heart of my faithful servant is enough for me to reside in it. Let's make our heart to be the requisite of where Allah is mentioned all the time. That way, Allah's message will not come to us suddenly. The punishment of Allah will come to them so suddenly that they will not even be aware it has come until they are faced with it.
فَيَقُولُوا هَلْ نَحْنُ مُنظَرُونَ.
And when such a time comes, what are these people going to say? People that their hearts are used to doing sinful things. فَيَقُولُونَ فَيَقُولُوا هَلْ نَحْنُ مُنظَرُونَ. This is what they are going to say. They will say, هَلْ نَحْنُ مُنظَرُونَ. Can we be given respite? Just a little moment. Today we are in this world, my brothers and sisters. Let us thank Allah for it. When a person is faced with death, he will wish to have just 1 second in this world again to just say one La ilaha illallah. He will not have it. Just 1 second. So don't waste your time going about arguing with people over nothing. You send from morning till evening reading news. You come here arguing about what the government is doing. When you can do nothing about it. You go, you're arguing about this politician against this politician. When you can do nothing about it. Let us concentrate in either spending our time understanding the message of the Quran, or making salati on the Prophet, or making zikr, or doing good words, or doing good work. So that our death doesn't come to us all of a sudden. There are people that are already prepared for their death, as we are sitting down now. That if death was to come today, it's not taking them by surprise. I've heard of people that as from the age of 63, they retire completely into just spreading the word of Allah and doing the work of Allah. When death was coming, people saw them smiling. They were dying, but they were smiling. And they were just saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha, and death took them. Let us all be prepared for death. Let it not take us by sudden. We are called Hanan Munzarum. Those that are not prepared for it, when they see death coming, they will be asking Allah, give us respite. Just a moment. It is too late.
أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ
أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Today, when you tell them punishment of Allah is coming, they say, let it come. We can see when the Arabs were telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look, You have been saying Allah will do this. Ask Allah to rain stone on us. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah said, He's not going to punish them when you are inside them. And as long as there are people among them doing istighfar, you will not punish them. If not, people today are fighting Allah directly. They are saying, if you say there is punishment, let us see it. This is what people appear to be saying. Because we have reached an extent where what Ali Biluti said just now behind Atatuna Zukuran al Alameen is now official in the world. Men can marry men. We have gotten to the extent where a nation will stand up to cheat another nation. We have reached an extent where cult will come together. It's only when you enter the cult you can even enter and have position in government. All these things. They are going on. People are fighting Allah. As if Allah's punishment does not exist. That's what Allah is saying. Are they hastening? Is this my punishment that they are hastening? Afaraita immatta'anahum sinin. Allah is asking. He said, let us take for a moment. Oh, Prophet, look at it for a moment. Afara'aita, do you see? Imma ta'anahum sinina. If I was to allow these people that are enjoying, I was to matta'anahum, make them to enjoy sinin for all the years that can be counted. Sinin is years. Any years that can be counted. Because today, we can count years. A time is going to come, there will be no years to count. We count years because the world is moving around the sun at the speed of about 100 kilometers an hour. It will move around the sun in 1 year. It is revolving on its own axis at close to 2 kilometers an hour, and it does that in one day. By the time it finishes, we see the day, we see the night. But a time is going to come. Allah is going to, when this world is finished. Is a shamsu kuwirat, is a nujumu kadarat, is a jibalu sujirat, is a ishar utilat. A time is going to come. This sun, Allah will fold it away and throw it away. Everything will go. Then there will be no day. So before that time comes, count all the years. Let them be enjoying it. O Prophet, look at it. If they were to enjoy all these years, what is the use of it?
ثم جاءهم ما كانوا يوعدون.
أفرأيت إن متعناهم سنين ثم جاءهم ما كانوا يوعدون. After they have lived for all the years, enjoying it, and what we promised, what they were promised to come, the end of the world still came. And the punishment of the hereafter promised them still came. What was promised to them still came.
مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ.
مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. Tell me. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ. مَتَّع is for you to enjoy something. Ma agne anhum ma kanu yumatta'un. Ma kanu yumatta'un, Allah is saying, all this enjoyment that they have enjoyed all these years that we have been counting, if let's say they live in another place, they said, they want to live up to 1,000 years. Even if you live up to 1,000 years, you're still going to die. Live 10,000 years, you're still going to die. Then by the time you come, ma agne anhum, it will not be of any value to them. It will not suffice them, ma kanu yumatta'un, all that they have enjoyed for all these years. All of us now, let us look. All that we enjoyed for the past 1 year, can we review it and still re-enjoy it again? It is gone. Those of us that are old, above 60, close to 70, or above 70, all that we enjoy when we are young, can we reverse it and enjoy it now? It is gone. So if Allah was to make us to even live several years, because today what everybody wants is longevity. Oh, I'm taking this food because there's longevity in it. I'm taking this food because they say I will not die on time. People in Japan, they are living over 100 years. People are now living over 90 years. In those days, it's difficult for you to see people that live 90 years and still have their eyes and teeth and everything complete. Today, we are seeing it. But what is the use if at the end they are still going to die, and if they did not follow the Prophet, they are still going to enter hell? What is the use of that enjoyment? Allah is asking. Ma agne anhum, it does not suffice for them. Ma kanu yumatta'un, what indeed they have enjoyed for all those years.
Wa ma ahlakna min qaryatin illa laha mundhirun.
Wa ma ahlakna min qaryatin illa laha mundhirun. Wa ma ahlakna min qaryatin illa laha mundhirun. Allah said, don't think that these nations that are past, that we have destroyed, we just destroyed them. Look at each of them. وَمَا أَهَلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ. There is no nation or there is no set of people, أَهَلَكْنَا, that we have perished, إِلَّا لَهَا مُنْزِرُونَ, except that there was a warner that we sent to preach, to warn them that this is not how what we bring them to this world to come and do. My friend, you are the one working in an office. When you came, you are given a book, signed. You are going to be obedient. Anytime that your master in the office asks you to do work, you will do it. You are given the work to be doing. All the work you are asked to do, you are not doing it. The office, there's fridge inside. There are chairs inside. All you do is to sleep inside the office and go there, play games, watch the television, watch all the movies, then use the internet to watch useless things. Then you don't do the work. Then you go home. And the CCTV capturing everything you are doing. The day that award is going to be given to those that have done their work correctly, are you going to be among? No. And each time your oga at work is asking you, you are not doing your work, please do your work. He's sending you a query, do your work. Sometimes he will ask you, go into a retrieve, Let us all of us go to a particular place. Let us bring ourselves up to date. Are we doing our work well? What should we do well? That's what Ramadan is like. It's like all of us have been taken back to a place to sit down and evaluate ourselves. Are we doing our work well? So there is no nation that Allah has perished illa laha munzirun. That Allah did not send somebody to warn them. This is why Allah has brought you to the world. Ma halaktu jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. We did not create you except to worship Allah. Halakal hayata wal halati ala insani hiri wa ntahir lana kushayin maskura inna halakna al insa min fatin amshajin natalihi fajalna wa sami'an basira. Allah said, I gave you hearing, I gave you sight, so that I can use it in testing you. So when you are hearing, don't use it to hear bad things. When you are seeing, don't use it to see bad things. Allah created life and death, natalihi fajalna sami'an basira, again, just to test him. So that's why we are in this world, to be tested. So let's not say that somebody did not talk, nobody came to talk to us. The Prophet came to talk to us. After him, the Sahabas talked to us. After him, those that had the Sahabas talked to us till today. Some of us that are Muslims are also admonishing ourselves that this is what the Prophet brought. So let us listen to what the Prophet said and follow it.
ذكرى وما كنا ظالمين.
ذكرى وما كنا ظالمين. All this that we are sending people to come and warn us, ذكرى is as a reminder. وما كنا ظالمين. Allah said, we are not those, we are not one of those that are oppressive. We are not oppressive. Allah in the Quran, he said, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Every human being, he said, I have put inside him what will tell him that this is the right thing to do. What will tell him that this is the wrong thing to do? Look at a child of just 3-4 years. If he goes and steals from the mother's room and he's coming out and the mother sees him, what will he do? He will hide. At that time, has anybody preached to him that he shouldn't steal? No. His mind told him that what he has done is wrong. When he's arguing with his junior brother, he is just 3 years old, that one is 2 years old, pam, and he hits him. Immediately somebody come, he quickly defend, I did not hit him. He pushed, he will tell him, he will try to wrangle himself out of it. Why? He knew that what he has done is wrong. So that's why the Prophet said, first tafti kalbaka, always ask your heart what you are doing. Is it the correct thing? All of us will know what is correct and what is not correct. So this is as a reminder. The whole Quran is reminding us and telling us other things that we don't know. But the basic things we know. Zikre wama kunna zalimin. This is as a reminder. We are not of those that are oppressive and are unjust in our decision.
وما تنزلت به الشياطين وما ينبغي لهم وما يستطيعون.
وما تنزلت به الشياطين وما ينبغي لهم وما يستطيعون. وما تنزلت به الشياطين. This Quran, for sure, وما تنزلت به. It is not sent down. Shayatin by Satan or his cohorts. Wama yanbaghi lahum, and it is not desirous of them to send it. Wama yastati'un, nor are they capable of sending it. Why? Because always they say the Quran sahirun, they call the Prophet sahirun majnun. They say he's a soothsayer, he's a magician, he's a madman. They say the Quran itself, sihirun yusar, is itself is sihir. When you listen to it, it just changes your mind, but it's not from God. It is Satan that is telling the Prophet what to say, and he's saying it. Allah Ta'ala is telling us here, said, وَمَا تَزَنِي بِهِ شَيَاتٍ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُمْ. Because Satan always all that is trying to engage you in is to commit sin. How can he now send a book that is telling you to be righteous? Definitely, it's not from Satan. If it's from Satan, it will have been telling you, just like it is telling his people to kill, to do evil, to not be telling you to do the righteous things. That's why he's saying here, Omaya Bagilahum, Omaya Statibun. And Satan for sure can never bring this. That's why Allah, Tabaraka Ta'ala, is saying in another place, the Quran, if anybody is able to bring the like of the Quran, or even one verse, let him try. And the time when the Arabs were in their hey moment, their time of eloquence, they were not able to take this challenge. Till today, nobody has been able to take it. Which means it's not from Satan. Look at the Quran. Look at the miraculous way it is put together. Look at the eloquence. Look at the language. Look at how it has been coming. Bit by bit, chapter by chapter, section by section, all connecting each other. Over 23 years, yet not contradicting each other. Is it possible? Amman yamshi mukib, amman yamshi mukiban ala waji ahade, amman yamshi sawiya ala surati mustaqim. Always Satan, you find that he goes this way today, tomorrow he goes that way. But the man of Allah is always in a straight path. That's what Allah is saying. The one that is walking with his head, beating the ground, here, there, he takes this, he fails. Is it like the one that is going on the straight path? No, they are not the same. If you look at the Quran, for anybody to reveal or to write a book over 23 years, what he wrote the first day and what he wrote the last day, all of them are still the same thing. None is contradicting each other. It can't be a human being.
إنهم عن السمع لمعزولون.
إنهم عن السمع لمعزولون. إنهم for sure dead Satan. عن السمع from where they can even hear what is being discussed in the presence of Allah. لمعزولون. They have been distanced. They have been distanced. Inna kunna nasma'u minha inna kunna naq'udu minha maq'idan lis-sam'i wa man yastami' al-ana yajid lahu shihaban rasada. They themselves, the jinn, they said, we used to have a place that we sit down and we listen to what the angels are discussing. Wa man yastami' al-ana yajid lahu shihaban rasada. Whoever tries today to listen in that same place, he will see a shooting star thrown at him. Because before the Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came, the Satan, they can go along with the angels up to the third firmament, and they will even listen to what the angels are saying. From there, they are able to know a little bit of what's happening to the world. Then they come, add a lot of lies to it, and use it to dominate mankind. That's why the jinnu, they were very clear. قلوا هي إلي أنه استمع نفر من الجن فقالوا إنا سمعنا قرآنا عجبا يهدي إلى الرشد فآمنا به ولن نشرك بربنا أحدا وإنه تعالى جد ربنا ما اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا وإنه كان يقول سبيهنا على الأشرة وإنه كان رجال من الإنس يأوزون برجال من الجن فزادهم رهقا وإنهم ظنوا كما ظننتم أن لن يبعث الله أحدا. Because of that, a lot of mankind used to go to soothsayers. What is going to happen? This is what was happening until time for Rasulullah, until angel Prophet Isa was sent. After he was raised up, then they are not able to go beyond the first firmament. Then when the Prophet finally was brought to the world, the whole firmament is blocked from them. So what they do today is just to use the knowledge of what is happening in the world, because they see you don't see them. Allah said, they see you from where you don't see them. So if you have something in the house now, they can see it. The jinnu, they can see what's happening now. They can use that knowledge to confuse you when you go to a soothsayer or a divinator that is telling you that he knows about the future. Nobody knows about the future but Allah. If Allah wishes to tell somebody, he tells the person true dream, or through the Prophet, or through another way. But not that you have to go to the divinator. He is only going to tell you conjectures. That's why we have been told here that innahum an sam'i lama azulun, that this Satan and this jinn, from the presence of where they can hear anything, they have been distanced. So don't start going to people that have been divinating that they should tell you the future. They don't know the future themselves. They will only conject for you and conjecture. Allah said, conjecture and I think is not enough when you want certainty.
فلا تدع مع الله إلها آخر فتكون من المعذبين.
فلا تدع مع الله إلها آخر فتكون من المعذبين. Allah is now telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam along with his people. Of course, not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but always the Prophet is with his people. So, O Prophet, I am telling you and those with you, وَلَا تَدْعُوا اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ, don't mention anything with Allah. There is no Allah except him. لا إله إلا هو. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَذَّبِينَ. Whoever does that, فَتَكُونَ, he is going to be among, or you will be among al-mu'azzabina, those that will be punished. The ulama said, the person that is being addressed here is the Prophet. Al-muradu ummatihi. But the people that are intended by the message is his ummah. The Prophet is always with Allah. He's not going to call any other than Allah. We are the one that we have been told. So this itself should make us to be afraid. But even though we are with the Prophet, Allah is still warning us, which means we are not safe from being trapped by Satan to call other than Allah in a jiffy. So we have to be very careful always to have Allah with us. That's why you find the ulama ask you to always engage in doing zikr of Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. That way your mind will be reverberating wherever you are. You shouldn't do anything that will mean that you are calling something else other than Allah.
وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ.
وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa'anzir, and warn ashirataka, your relative, al-aqrabina, that are close. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been asked that we send this message to him, but he should start by warning his own close relative. Again, just like the last verse, this is a fearful verse, which means because you are close to the Prophet as a relative, or you are his grandchild, or you are always seeing him probably in your dream, or you think you are close to him, you have to be very careful. Because the first set of people that Allah says the Prophet should warn are his close relatives. So that you don't go and enter hell thinking that because you are close, nothing will happen to me. Something will happen to me. When this verse was revealed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Mecca. Then he called Sayyidina Ali. Say, O Ali, Allah said to me, Wa anzir ashirataka al-aqrabin. I should warn my close relatives. And I want to call Banu Hashim, Banu al-Muttalib, and start with them. What do I do? Then Sayyidina Ali said, O Prophet, why don't we make a meal with meat and broth? A good meal, and then we invite them to come. When they come, then we pass a message to them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made meal. Sayyidah Khadija assisted. A good meal. Then he got the family of Hashim and the family of Abdul Muttalib, and they all came. When they came, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if I was to tell you that behind this town there is an army that is going to fall on you, you, my family, and they will destroy you, and they will bring you pain, what are you going to say? Who will believe you? Because you have never told a lie since we know you. If you are the one that says so, O Muhammad, what you are saying is true, we'll believe you. It's okay. And I'm warning you to abandon worshiping anything other than Allah. If not, it will take you to hell. The world is about to end. So I'm asking you that this message that I was given by Allah, you are the first I want to tell, that we should stop worshiping idol and we should worship only Allah so we don't end up in hell. Then Abu Lahab stood up. It's because of this that you brought all of us here. Elderly people, that are your uncles and the rest. And then he said, your hand perished. It's from there that Allah said, Tabbat yada Abu Lahab. No, it's the hand of Abu Lahab that will perish. Then everybody dispersed. Then in the night, the Prophet went, he climbed the Mount of Safa. And he was shouting on his voice, oh, the family of Fihr, oh, the family of Quraysh, oh, the family of Hashim, oh, the family of Abdul Muttalib, oh, Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, oh, Safiya, daughter of Abdul Muttalib, La ubni anka min Allahi shay'a. If you don't follow Allah, I will not suffice you at the day of judgment. And everybody was looking at him. Look at that madman. Look at what he's doing there. This is what they were telling the Prophet last night. But today, if they were to wake up from their grave, they will know the Prophet was correct and they were wrong. We are telling the whole world today to know that the Prophet is correct. Let them not also end up and not following the Prophet, because that will take them to hell. So, one, your close relatives. All of us too, when we go home, we should warn our close relatives. But everybody should worship Allah, only one Allah. Don't associate partners with Allah, including your own self. Don't associate yourself with Allah.
وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And when you warn your close relatives, those of them that are going to follow you, that believe in you, those that believe they are mu'min. وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ. And lower your wing, لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ. For those that follow you, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, out of those that believe. So, to lower one's wing is like to humble yourself down. The Prophet ﷺ, in his high position, is asked to humble himself down. For the mu'min that are with him, that he can relate with them. Another place Allah is telling him was Bir Nafsaka Ma Alladhina Yad'una Rabbahum Bil Ghadati Wal Ashiyyi Yuridhuna Wajhah. Have patience with those people that are calling unto Allah morning and evening, trying to get the countenance of their Lord. So the Prophet has been asked that he should try to humble himself. Again, whatever the Prophet is asked to do, he has passed to us. All of us should try to humble ourselves to our family, to our children, to our friends, both Muslims and non-Muslims. We shouldn't say that we are fortunate to be among those that are getting the message of the Prophet ﷺ, therefore we are better than them. We should lower ourselves and humble ourselves before people that believe and that are going on with us.
فَإِنْ عَصَوْكَ فَقُلْ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ
فَإِنْ عَصَوْكَ فَقُلْ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. If they were to offend you, O Prophet Muhammad, فَإِنْ عَصَوْكَ, if they were to offend you, فَقُلْ, this is what you will say, you will say this, إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ matter Amadun. I am off you from what you are doing. Here, what offense is an offense? It's not when you abuse the Prophet Muhammad that you have offended him. It's enough offense for him to see you worshipping anything other than Allah. Whether it's your ego of you are not following the Sharia or you are trying to harm another Muslim. All these things, when you are doing it, it hurts the Prophet. And it's like you are disobeying the Prophet and you are hurting him. In this case, Allah is asking him, he should say, "An fa inni bari'un, I am off you, I give you my back from what you are doing. Not us, but what we are doing. Mimma ta'amalun. From what we are doing is what the Prophet has asked to turn away from. He wouldn't turn away from us, but he would turn away from what we are doing. Like whenever the Prophet is staying, even with Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr was to do something that the Prophet thinks is not correct, the Prophet will abandon him there and go. One day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr was with the Prophet. Somebody came that had issues with Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and he was abusing Sayyidina Abu Bakr. The Prophet was standing without talking. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr, after some time, started to reply the man. Immediately Sayyidina Abu Bakr started to reply, the Prophet took off and left. By the time Sayyidina Abu Bakr looked to his side, he couldn't see the Prophet. He went to the Prophet and said, "You left me," he said, "Yes. When the man was abusing you, I saw angels, plenty. They were writing rewards for you. When he started to reply, the angels, they left, and I also left." That's why it is the bad work that we are doing that the Prophet is asked to turn away from. But the Prophet, he will never turn away from us as long as we are believing in him. Azizun alayhi ma anittum harisun alaykum. The Prophet is difficult for him. It pains him to see us doing what is wrong, and he converts us so much that he doesn't want us to go wrong.
فتوكل على العزيز الرحيم.
فتوكل على العزيز الرحيم. فتوكل أو قول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Therefore, put your reliance, فتوكل على العزيز on this ever mighty one. الرحيم on this ever merciful one. Aziz is one that is mighty. In this case, Allah is ever mighty. So put your reliance on him. Whatever your problem is, if you put it on him, it's an off. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wa tawakkal ala Allah innaka ala al-haqqil mubin. And in another place, Allah said, O Prophet, rely on Allah. Put your reliance on Allah. He's enough for you. Alayhi sallahu bi kafin abidahu. Is Allah not enough for his servant? In another place, this is what Allah is asking. Allah, of course, is enough. So he's asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fatawakkal Alal Aziz Rahim. Therefore, put your reliance on the ever mighty one and the ever merciful one. Which means, he's also telling you, like the Prophet said, Takhallaku bi akhlaqi Allah, which we should try to copy the attributes of Allah. When you are reciting the Quran and you come to Law Anzalna Hadha al-Quran, to the end where the names of Allah is being mentioned, it is reported that it is said that when you come there, you should put your hand on your head as you're reciting it. Then ulamas said, why? Some of them said, so that some of the attributes of Allah, you can also try to have it. Like Sheikh Ibrahim said in his poem, he said, Omudda sifati min sifati ka sarmadan wa kamilli efani wa ilmi wa sadita. O Allah, this is your great characters, this is your names, that you say if anybody was to encompass it, that person will enter paradise. Let me encompass some of it. And let me have it. Omudda sifati min sifati ka sarmada wa kamilli efani. Extend my knowledge and make my knowledge complete and make it correct at all times. That's why we have been told here, Allah is Al-Azizu, is the mighty and strong one. Ar-Rahim, yet is very merciful. Because you are the husband in the house. You are the landlord. You are the one that has money. You are the one that has power. Don't use all the power on your family and do whatever you want. Be merciful to them. Because you can see the relationship. وَأَنْزِرْ أَشِرَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ وَأَفِدْ جَنَاهَكَ لِفَنِي تَبَاكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَإِنَّ صَوْكَ فَكُلْ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ. Look at how Allah has mentioned it. Because the Prophet from the beginning of the world to the end of the world, there is no creation that Allah has, there is no creature that Allah has created that is as powerful as him. But he never misses his powers. You too don't misuse your power. Just because you are in a simple position, a It is me that some this was done to. I must do this. Who are you? Look at Allah. He said, Allah Azizu Ar-Rahim is mighty, yet is very merciful. Whenever you are in a position of might, know that this might is from Allah, it's not from us. Then we should quickly see and draw also from the mercy of Allah to be merciful to people. That's why, indeed, anytime we are going to do work, the Prophet ﷺ said, we should say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We start in the name of Allah, be compassionate, be merciful. So that we are always merciful. We shouldn't show our strength and do anything we want. We should rely on our strength to show mercy. Like in this time now, if you are a rich man, try to use that your strength to show mercy to those that don't have. In this month of Ramadan, you have some strength above those that are, because strength is relative. If you know your neighbors that don't have, from what you have in a bit, give to some of them. If somebody is looking for work, you can get him work, get him to work. If you have even work that you can give them and pay them, do it. If it's money you have, give out of your money. If food you have, give out of your food. Whatever you have that you can spend, that Allah has used to strengthen you, always remember that Allah he described himself that is Al-Azizu Ar-Rahim, and that it is that is ours, Prophet, to rely on. So if Allah has also given you strength, be merciful so that your neighbors can rely on you. It is not you they are relying on. They are relying on Allah that has given you those attributes. So let's beg Allah that he should give us those attributes. That's why you find the Imams every Friday when we pray, they always say, Allahumma izil Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma izil Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma izil Islam wal Muslimin. Allah, strengthen Muslims and strengthen Muslims. Is this attribute that of Allah that we are begging for? When Allah give it to us, we should also beg for the attribute of mercy. So may Allah grant us this attribute of our strength and the attribute of our mercy. May Allah make us to be pious people, and may He make us to love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and may He make us to understand this Quran and to be able to follow it so that Allah is pleased with us. Alhamdulillah. Is there any question?
Our parents, may He reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us, may He reward Sahabas for us, may He reward our ulama, may He bring peace to our country. This pandemic that is ravaging the world, may Allah bring the end to it, may He bring peace back to the world, may He make the world to turn to the message of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and listen to it and follow it. May He bless all our family, bless our work, bless the water we are drinking, the food we are eating, the clothes we are wearing, the mount that we are riding. All the work that we are doing, Allah bless us in it. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.